نبي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of messengerhood or prophethood in Nahjul Balagha. And we were presently discussing about the fact that what were the grounds and what are the social, political, economic, intellectual circumstances in which the prophets came, where the prophets arrived. Of course, the prophets came because of a certain requirement that was there in the society. We want to analyze this as an objective phenomenon, that look, this happened and that's when the prophets came. We want to see what were those grounds for the coming of the prophets. And we saw that Imam Ali alayhi salam says in one part of Nahjul Balagha, he says that لَمَّا بَدَلَ أَكْثَرُ خَلْقِهِ عَهْدَ اللَّهِ إِلَيْهِمْ, when the majority of the people, they changed that command of Allah upon them, that charter that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had prescribed for them. In the previous session, I had translated this as the covenant of Allah towards them. Okay, covenant here, of course, can have different meanings in English. But when we say covenant here, we don't mean a certain contract that existed between Allah and the people. No, it is that command, that charter that is prescribed, that prescription that Allah has for the people. That is what is meant by عَهْدَ اللَّهِ إِلَيْهِمْ فَجَهِلُوا حَقَّهُ. And therefore they, because of the fact that they, they changed this prescription, okay? فَجَهِلُوا حَقَّهُ. They began to, become ignorant with regards to his rights. Inshallah, we shall be basing our discussion mostly on this sermon, on this section.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, we say that this, when Imam Ali alayhi salam says that the majority of the people, they changed the prescription of God, that specific charter for people to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they changed it, and therefore they began to, disobey Allah. They began to become ignorant of that, that right that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had on them. We want to know that what was this prescription, what was this charter that was prescribed on the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains about this prescription in various verses of the Quran. In one of those verses of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ أَلَمْ أَعْهَدْ إِلَيْكُمْ يَا بَنِي آدَمَ أَنْ لَا تَعْبُدُ الشَّيْطَانِ O children of Adam, haven't I prescribed for you this issue? What issue? أَنْ لَا تَعْبُدُ الشَّيْطَانِ that you should not worship the devil. You should not worship the Satan. Do not follow his footsteps. Do not, follow his direction. Do not submit to his command. Haven't I told you this? Okay? This is one of those promises that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. This is one of those prescriptions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given for mankind. Another one of those prescriptions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed, one of those charters that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed for mankind is, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَن لَا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّهِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed this issue. What your Lord has prescribed for you, Allah ta'budu illa iyyah, that you should not worship anyone apart from him. That means your whole essence, your whole existence, your whole, life, death, whatever belongs to you and yourself, you should give it for God. You should dedicate it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a pure manner, a pure dedication. Rather, we call it that state of ubudiyah or that state of servitude. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. Or in another verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ شَهِدْنَا. Inshallah, we shall discuss this in the coming segment.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in various verses of the Quran tells us about this prescription that He has prescribed upon the human beings. One of them is that we have attested to the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Lord. Though all of mankind have attested to this reality with the language of their essence, with the language of their quiddity, with the language of their the real being of themselves, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took a covenant, prescribed a certain reality on the human beings, which the human being attested to that reality. وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them, asked them, and made them witnesses over themselves, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ, am I not your Lord? Or rather, have I not prescribed you to be under my authority and that I am your Lord? Hasn't this prescription been applied on you? They said, قَالُوا بَلَا شَهِدْنَا. Yes, we have accepted this. We are totally under your prescription, we are going to do whatever you say. This is the way human beings are in general. Okay? And this is exactly that thing that Imam Ali alayhi salam is saying in Nahjul Balagha, that all of us as human beings, we have attested to this reality and we know this prescription, this command that God has given for us. But we have modified it. We have changed that command. Unfortunately, human beings changed it. And that's why the messengers came, to remind them of that promise, to remind them of that actual command, of the charter that was prescribed on the people. You see, that was why the messengers came. And we see that Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha is saying that the reasons why these messengers came was because of that. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
وبالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه لباه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه